On Wednesdays, the Business Report focuses on your workplace. And today we continue our Take Two series about people reinventing themselves through their work. This morning, NPR's Ketza Levine profiles a couple who changed their jobs to make a better world for dogs. They left behind steady paychecks, benefits, health insurance, and their home in Alaska.
Robin Basil led with the minivan. She cried through most of Alaska. Her husband, Greg Gibbs, followed, white-knuckled, driving a big truck and hauling the mobile home. Their destination was Sparks, Nevada, site of their new business, a 5,000-square-foot warehouse lined with rubber mats and feisty mongrels.
Are you ready for dogs? And here they come!
Oh, there goes the microphone!
It's okay, I'm all right.
Have you ever heard the phrase, the cobbler's children have no shoes?
So your dogs have no discipline.
They are not the best, always, manners.
Life is good here at the Canine Club, a dog training and doggy daycare facility located outside Reno. The paying clientele is gone for the day. These four dogs are the teacher's pets, among them a pony-sized beast with pointy ears on a head the size of a microwave.
Hello. This is the boy that started it all. Come here. He's Akita.
CD is a pit bull Akita mix, in other words, a very powerful and potentially fierce animal. Robin Basil and Greg Gibbs do not romanticize his origins. This dog was bred to fight. CD was 7 months old when they rescued him, knowing he'd need some serious training. So they set out to get some training of their own.
All because of this big old galoot.
10 years later, CD is a lamb, and the Basil Gibbs family is pursuing a new career. The couple left their jobs at the University of Alaska's Consortium Library to buy the Canine Club, a business that came on the market just as they were considering their options. For Greg Gibbs, the club is a down payment on a dream.
I want to be a successful small business owner. I want to be a great boss. You know, want to grasp the entrepreneurial spirit with both hands. And this opportunity came along, and we jumped at it. We didn't let the opportunity pass by.
They bought the business with money from Robin's retirement, plus the sale of the Alaska home. Today, they're camped in a relative's driveway. Four dogs, three cats, and two humans shoehorned into a 10-by-20-foot mobile home.
Kitty, kitty.
This is a slightly different environment.
Yeah, just a slightly. We had, it wasn't a large house. It was about 1,100 square feet. And I loved my little house in Anchorage. But this is okay. It's very homey.
And it's very crowded. Every inch of space crammed with evidence of 9 cohabitating lives. When Greg Gibbs, 43, and Robin Basil, 48, left their steady jobs at the University of Alaska, neither had ever been self-employed. Last year, their combined incomes exceeded $70,000. This year, it's a crapshoot.
We are actually paying ourselves $11 an hour, but the number of hours varies week to week depending on the cash flow. No health insurance, no annual leave, no sick leave.
No pension.
What's that?
So what do you make of the leap you've made?
It's a little maybe harder right now than we thought,
but he's giggling.
Yeah, because it's all an adventure to me. I'm always optimistic.
And the marriage is resilient. Never mind the ever-present financial stress. Consider the omnipresent partner. Robin Basil was sure she was going to lose it during the 2 weeks they were down to one car. But as the Nevada twilight descends and the animals bed down, she softens and gives her husband his due.
For him to undertake this, leave a job that he was actually pretty satisfied with, and he had developed quite a good job, and give it up because he wants me to be happy, is the most astonishing thing I think that has ever happened to me in my entire life. I can't imagine ever having done anything where I would deserve that kind of loyalty.
And we'll make it. We'll get through this no matter what. Oh, there's that damned optimism popping out again.
Oh, you have no idea how annoying that is sometimes.
Ketza Levine, NPR News.
You can see some family pictures and dog training tips at npr.org.